Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning to Romans, the 8th chapter, Romans chapter 8, to scripture that we've been looking at, our text for our series. For some weeks now, we've been talking about the Spirit-led life, Spirit-led living, Spirit-led life. Romans chapter 8. Before we read this, let's pray and release our faith. Father, we thank you for our health and strength and brightness of mind, our prosperity and blessing. Thank you for this church family. And thank you for this facility and everything that you've given us to enjoy. We acknowledge the presence of your Spirit, our teacher. Open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to receive good things. Answer our questions, show us solutions to difficulties, direction. Help us to come up to a higher place, closer place of being led of you. We purpose not to be hearers only, but doers, those who live the Word, practice the Word, and please you well in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 8 and the 14th verse. Romans 8:14. He said, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Can sons of God expect to be led by the Spirit of God? Does this belong to us today? Certainly. "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, or Daddy, Dada, Father." You know, it came up in my spirit this morning while we were worshiping the Lord, and I just knew some things that some folk are dealing with, and some of it I could relate to because I've dealt with it in times past. Sometimes people get off to a degree in endeavoring to be spiritual. I actually had the Lord tell me, I was in a large conference, and it was mostly ministers, not this past ministers conference. This was several years ago at another place. And it was a lot of ministers there, and I was standing looking around, recognizing people that I knew, and just, I wasn't speaking that night, and I was just kind of enjoying taking a minute to look around and think, and the Lord spoke to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me. He said, "Keith, there's something that hinders me in meetings like this." I thought, wow, what? We need to get it fixed then. Something that hinders you in meetings like this. I said, "What, Lord? What?" He said, "It's people trying to be spiritual." I knew exactly what he meant. He's not talking about people really being spiritual, trying to be what they think is spiritual. I have had opportunity, Phyllis and myself, to be around some people I consider to be some of the most spiritual people around. I mean, had the privilege of working very, very closely with Dr. Kenneth Hagin for 20 years. Had Brother Copeland, and been around others. I won't go on, but the people that I consider to be some of the most spiritual are some of the most normal seeming people that you'll ever want to be around. They don't just go around with their eyes rolled back in their head, mumbling something in tongues. Incoherent. They're not drifting in and out of the ether waves. Did you hear me? People who are, you know, displaying eccentric radical behavior, and they call it spiritual, and one of the most telling signs that it's wrong is that it's accompanied by heaviness. Did you hear me? Heaviness. That's one reason I asked you earlier, if you're not smiling, why? One reason I know this is because I went through some of this earlier in my ministry. I had a responsibility there at the healing school at Kenneth Hagin Ministries. And we had people coming in from all over the country and all over the world, giving up to die, my medical science. If they don't get a miracle, they're not going to make it. And we saw people healed, but we saw people die too. Now sometimes people say, well, see, that means healing's not for everybody. Well, do you see people come to church and get saved, and some come and don't get saved? Does that mean that salvation is not for everybody? No. It just means that some receive and some don't. Right? No, healing's for everybody. Will everybody be healed? No. But they could be. I said they could be. Salvation's for everybody. Will everybody be saved? No. But they could be. I said, they could be. And we don't know who's going to receive and who's not. So we got to preach to everybody like they're going to receive. That's right. Amen? Amen. Knowing that they can. But if they don't, they don't receive Jesus, I'm not going to fall off my chair and say, well, I ain't preaching no more because it don't work. I'm going to say, next. Amen. And I'm going to keep preaching until somebody believes it. And when they do, we'll get results. Amen. We don't ascertain God's will by somebody's failure to receive. Did you hear that? We don't ascertain the will of God by people's failure to receive. But during this, I don't know what was I, a couple of 3 years into the ministry. And, you know, I would feel sometimes on a Monday morning, I have a crowd full of people that's sick. And many terminally ill, and you could feel almost them pulling on you. Desperation. Please, you got to help me. Fear. And without realizing it, over a period of time, I began to take some of the care of that on myself. And I had a group that helped me, and we would pray. And we prayed, bless their hearts, they're following me. And I'd tell them day after day, no, we're not going to lunch. We're praying. No, we're not breaking for this. We're going to pray. We fasted and prayed till my clothes didn't fit. Finally, one day, Brother Hagin came by and saw me in my office. He said, boy, you've lost a lot of weight. I said, yeah. He said, maybe you ought to eat something. Now, see, to a lot of folk, They don't think that's spiritual enough, but that was spiritual. Amen. See, here's my elder telling me something. It sounds very, very natural, but it's very, very spiritual. And I'm thinking, well, man, we had 12 people healed, but we had one person die. Well, maybe if I was more spiritual, maybe if I had more faith, maybe if I was closer to God, maybe if I'd have prayed more. So I'm pressing and pushing and taking care. And one of the telltale signs, I didn't see it, but see, I don't have my joy like I used to. Because this is serious. Serious business. Yeah, and people see, people take that approach. Well, people are dying going to hell. Well, you being depressed, is that going to help them? A depressed Christian is one of the worst witnesses. It's a contradiction of terminology. A Christian, one like Christ, is one like the anointed one. Well, he was anointed, among other things, with the oil of joy and gladness. Jesus was not a depressed Jesus. I've had people come and try to catch me and they've been holed up for days and they're going to prophesy to me. And there's darkness over them. They're so serious. So heavy. It's a wrong spirit. Oh, it's spiritual. But it's a wrong spirit. Are y'all listening to me now?
Yes.
There's some particular people that should be listening very closely right now. Because you need to make some adjustments. Because you've been getting off. Holding up and praying and staying in the dark and fasting, but you're going the wrong way. And all that is spiritual is not God. There are things that are very spiritual and they are real. And the experience is real, but it's not God. Are you with me? How can you tell that you are strong spiritually? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Did you hear me? I know I got to where I wasn't much fun to be around. I'm sure Phyllis wasn't having much fun when I came in. I'm so heavy. I got all these people I got to take care of. You know, whether they live or die could depend on what I'm coming and preaching them tomorrow. Serious. I was in prayer again. And the Lord spoke to me. Thank God. He said, Keith, you are not the healer. I said, yes, sir. Now, if you'd asked me the day before, are you the healer? I'd have said no. And yet, I'm trying to take responsibility. It's a form of pride. Did you hear me? To think that you're that big, that you can do things that you can't do. Well, I'm going to pray this church through. Honey, you ain't the only one praying. Did you hear me? So much pride. So much pride. Well, they're not hearing from God, right? And I'm going to pray this thing and correct it. Are you now? Let's look at you in the face. Where's your peace? Where's your joy? Well, this is serious. Yeah, I know. Seriously wrong. And it can be serious because people can get unteachable like that. And when they do, and they get where they think they know more than their elders, and they know more than the people that God's placed over them, they can wind up outside of what they're supposed to be in. It's a wrong spirit. They're the only ones that know God. They're the only ones that can hear. Everybody else is messed up and wrong. You are not the only one who has the Holy Spirit. You're not the only one who hears from God. Right? And how can you tell that you're going down the wrong road? Heaviness. Too intense.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R201. That's R201. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.